Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. Welcome again. This is your host, Dr. Bishop Poole of Doctrine of Truth. Happy to have you and you. Amen. We're our desire here, amen, the Doctrine of Truth, to bring you the truth from the grassroots level. And we ask all listeners to come in and share their biblical experience, amen, that we can grow thereby. What we're discussing, what does mission accomplish? What does mission accomplish? This is our subject for this study and this program. And we are going to pray, Father, we thank you. You say when two or three come together in your name, there we be in the midst. And Father, we thank you for coming in the midst with us, the Holy Spirit, and God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. And you touch our minds and our soul and quicken us. We desire to mickle the word that we can grow thereby. Lord, we ask you to bless all hearers of the word, wherever they might be. Uplift them, encourage them. Oh God, in the name of Jesus the Christ, we pray, Lord, and we thank you, and we thank you, and we thank you. God bless you again. This is Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. When you call in, we usually you press 1 on your phone after we go through our material and give you some background direction, and we ask you to share. We usually call in, you just press 1 on your phone, and we will give your area code and your last 4 digits. If you want to give your name, amen, it's up to you, but we're always happy to have you and you wherever you might be. We ask that you will remember your brothers and sisters that's in the studio also would like to have something to say about the subject. And we thank God for you, amen, and we thank God for you calling your friend and tell a friend. You can find us at our website at www.jciministries.org, www.jciministries.org, and go to our media section and you hit tap on ministry and media, and you will like us on Facebook. We're there, and you can, we also use stream on Sunday mornings from our same website, and we are here, amen, on Thursday nights. And if you would like to do a donation, go down to the bottom of the page and you click on donation. Amen. Mission. What is mission? What is mission? Amen. And what we like to start out of the master missionary himself, Jesus Christ, amen, we always invite him in because this is what we're all about. We're all about souls, winning souls, and being a part of, amen, the great movement, the body of Christ, consists of not only here in America, but all over the world. We like to start off with a couple of scriptures, amen, as the background. We'll be dealing with Matthew 28, 18 through the 20th verse, Mark 16, and we're going to start off there, amen. Then we open up the lines and have you to come in the studio, those that would like to participate as well. In Mark, Matthew's 28th chapter, amen, if we pick it up at the 11th verse, when they was going, he behold, some of the watch came unto the city and showed unto the chief priests all the things that were done. And when they were assembled with the elders and had taken counsel, they gave large money unto the soldiers, saying, say ye, his disciples came by night and stole him away while we sleep. And this is come to the governor's ear. We will pursue him and secure you. So they took money and did as they were told, and this saying is commonly reported among the Jews until this day. Then the 11 disciples went away unto Galilee into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Teach them to observe all things whatsoever I commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. Amen. Going to the book of Mark here, like we're saying, we're just picking it up. Amen. And we know in some parts of this, after Jesus had risen from the dead, amen, and from the tomb. And here, Mark, the 16th chapter, the same commission. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Amen. We're using those two reports of the gospel, amen, out of the book of Mark. And we want to go into the book of Ephesians. Now, Jesus trained his men. He prepared them, amen, for worldwide work. He prepared them for worldwide work. Amen. God is not only concerned with your area and your city, your town. Amen. God created the whole world. And his son prepared his men to do international work, not only local but international. And we notice here in the book of Ephesians, amen, Paul writing here, and we're going to pick it up at the 11th verse, and we're going to talk a little bit about this here, then we're going to open up the lines. And he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, until we come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, and to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that henceforth be not more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the slightness of men and the cunningness of Christ's craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Amen. That's Ephesians, the 4th chapter, the 11th verse, and the all the way through to the 13th verse. Now, Jesus prepared his men, and preparation is one of the greatest laws there is. Amen. Everyone, if you're doing anything, anywhere, we know schooling and preparation take part first. God does not send his people out unprepared. And, you know, after the first steps of becoming a child of God, and you begin to see the whole picture, amen, everybody, he wants everybody to be saved. He wants everyone to be saved. And one of these stories of a part of conversion, amen, the prodigal son. We know prodigal son, those that, amen, know the scriptures and your time. Amen. For sake of time, we're only going to just talk about a lot of different examples, amen, as we go on tonight. But the prodigal son is one good example of being converted, repent, and conversion and salvation. Amen. The prodigal son, he left his father. When it came to his mind, amen, he had better provisions and better things at home. So he said in his mind that he's going to turn. He's going to turn around. Amen. That's part of repentance. He did repentance in his mind. Then he went and he made actions towards back to his father's house. Amen. That's called conversion. And when he started moving towards his father's house, he got to his father's house, amen, his father, amen, gave him the best robe, amen, and cleaned him up. That's part of water baptism. So when a person turned and come to Christ, amen, this is what John the Baptist got upset with the Pharisees. They came to the water baptism, amen, and John the Baptist was saying to the Pharisees, listen, you got to do meat, amen, you got to do some work. You talk a good game, in other words, amen, the world will say, but you're not doing anything towards, amen, that conversion. So the first thing, amen, to be a minister of Christ or anyone, amen, have felt the call or the desire to do mission work, mission to go out, amen, a direction, amen, for God and God using you, amen. And you should be prepared. You should be prepared. Preparation come first, amen. Preparation come first. Preparation help you get ready. And God prepares you, amen. God prepares you. There's laws of preparation, amen. The law of nature. When nature sees that things happening, amen, you notice that the little ant, the animals, they get their food ready during the summer. Amen. When winter comes, they're already ready. God put that in them, instilled that in them, the instinct that an animal have by preparing themselves for certain time and certain days in their life. God put that within them. Amen. And you'll find that also the farmer, he always prepared his ground. He got there and he prepared his ground and put the seeds in, and after a while the harvest come up. So preparation, amen. There's the laws of preparation. If you want to harvest, if you want to be fruitful, amen, and be steadfast, amen, you need to know. You need to know how, if God working on you now, God getting you ready, amen. Because when you go out in the field, beyond your house of prayer, and understand now, Philip, we want to bring Philip in here, amen, from the book of Acts, how God used Philip. He took Philip, moved Deacon Philip out, amen, to become evangelist. God used him in Samaria, and Philip, he called back for the apostles, amen. So there's some area in here I'm quite sure going to come up, amen. But we want to let you know, amen, God love you, whatever state is that you in, status that you in also. We're hoping that something will be said here, amen, on this program that will help you really find your direction in Christ. Because that's what our desire to do in a loving manner, amen, not to put anyone down or challenge anyone, amen. We're here in love, amen, to mission here, to guide and direct, amen, people in Christ as the body of Christ. Amen. It's the body of Christ. Okay, many, much can be said, but we're going to go to the studio, and we're going to open up the lines for those that would like to share, give their opinion, their dream, their revelation. Amen. What is mission, and what has mission accomplished? Maybe you have been on a mission, and maybe you desire to go on a mission. And you would like to know more, ask the question, and all of us in the studio now, amen, that we can help one another. Amen. You can go to the lines and you can push 1 or dial 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. When you push 1 on your phone, amen, our technician will type you in, and you can go right in the studio. Amen. We thank you. We thank you as always. Our prayers goes out for you wherever you might be. Amen. And what are you going through? Amen. We believe that God has brought you to this broadcast. Amen. He's brought you here. And you can hear this broadcast again. Amen. You can hear his broadcast again. All right. The lines are open now. We have area code 772. The last four digits is 1906. God bless you. in the studio. God bless you.
God bless you. I am very happy to be a part of this tonight. I am so pleased to hear that someone is interested in missions.
All right.
And that someone
All
is
right.
interested in what do missions accomplish. I have been a missionary to Asia for 11 years,
mm-hmm.
and I went there thinking one thing, and I came
mm-hmm.
back with a completely different opinion of a mission
mm-hmm.
field.
Okay.
I'm coming from a very traditional, organized church where very few people actually felt the call to obey Jesus, who said, "Go ye and teach them everything I've taught you." Very few people actually felt the need to do that. We certainly learned about it a great deal, but we simply did not go out. And when I decided that I was going to get up the courage to go, I realized that if you get the courage to go, God will provide the way, because there's so few people who actually want to show other people love, the love of God. But what I found out in Asia, even though I had spent a lot of time in many, many countries of Asia, what I found out was Asians began to tell me that the U.S. was the next big mission field.
Oh.
And maybe people don't know this, but a church that I was a part of when I was in the Philippines, a very large church, a Christian church, prepared missionaries. They went through missionary training. They graduated missionary programs, and they
mm-hmm.
have been sent to the USA, and
Praise
they
God.
Are working missionaries here, because that's what Asians feel, that America has absolutely no concept of who God really is and what he wants, and they do not Americans do not understand the love of God or the scriptures. So I went to Asia thinking there were an awful lot of people who did not know God. And yes, there are, but a lot of people have gone and they have spread the love of God, and millions are on fire to obey God. And they are now turning around and looking at the world and saying, the most corrupt people in the world are Americans. Let us go back and give them the love of God and explain to them what the scriptures really mean.
My. This is an eye-opener. Wow.
Well, there are Asian missionaries working right in America, all across America right now.
Hmm.
And that's what their mission is in America, to explain to Americans the scripture, explain the true meaning of the word of God, and you just can't sit inside the church, but you have to get out and show God's love, and you can't find a substitute for God's love. And they truly believe that Americans' God is money,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
of course they believe Americans not only worship money but worship themselves. So their goal is to teach Americans the real scripture.
Okay. What part of Asia you was in? What?
I had a home base in the Philippines, but because it is so easy to move around Asia from the Philippines, I also was able to go several trips to Japan, and several trips to China, and Taiwan, Hong Kong, Malaysia. So those
okay.
were the areas that I usually went to. Korea as well.
Do you, what, how you found the government accepting Christianity among the other gods there? How you found the government? Like in Trinidad, when I was in there, they had, you know, Hinduism, and they was always, they infiltrated everywhere. What you found in your travels? What's one of the biggest pronounced religions there in your travels?
Well, I think the traditional ideas and the traditional religions still mm-hmm. operate and still exist. Many of the governments, especially mainland China, is completely atheist, but there are a lot of Christians there. And,
okay.
of course, there are a lot of Hindus and Buddhists, and almost everything you can think of is there. The Hindus have over 3,000 gods. So, of course, there are worshipers of many other gods. But one of the drawbacks that I think was taught to me does not seem to exist in this day as it did in previous days. And I do believe when God said he's pouring out his spirit on all flesh, that is what he is doing. There's a major revival going on with millions and millions of people. But one of the things that we have as Americans have to understand is people are basically the same. We come into our identities basically the same. And the youth around the world, when they become teenagers, they begin to rebel against their parents, as we well know, to determine who they are.
Okay.
And it does not matter that your mother is a Buddhist. You're still going to be rebelling as a teenager. It does not matter if your mother is a Hindu or whatever the parents may be. That rebellion, God is using it to say, I am going to check out Jesus.
Okay.
See what
okay.
he's all about. So that allows a lot of doors to be open, especially with the young people, the up-and-coming entrepreneurs, the up-and-coming leaders and managers, the educated, those who have funds to support a good livelihood. They're the ones that are leading the move toward, let's see what this Jesus thing is all about. And they are coming to the Lord.
Okay. All right. How about radio stations or television stations?
The only television stations that I had seen or been aware of were the ones that came from America.
Okay.
The you know, the big radio television stations and networks, they're the ones
right.
that have infiltrated, and people look at them quite religiously
mm-hmm.
because
mm-hmm.
it's giving American culture, and people around the world love American culture. So the radio stations and the TV stations from here are doing their job.
Okay. All right. All right. We God bless you. You laid a great foundation for us. Amen. And you hang around, and amen. We're quite sure we got a lot of more in the studio. Amen. And we thank God for you. Then before the broadcast end, if you want to give an address or P.O. box or something that our listeners can write and send something to you, messages or support or whatever. Are you still in the mission field now?
Yes, I'm in the missions field. I am not currently living overseas right now, but I'm definitely in the missions field because I have a heart to spread the love of God. Staying inside the four walls is not going to be me anymore. But I am working with a missionary organization called Lion's Den Missions Base. And that's where I'm working with currently.
Okay, we should get, let me see. Well, before we'll be asking for addresses and things like that. Amen. God bless you.
Sure.
Amen. Thank you for that insight. Amen. The food. Did you like the food? Let me ask you that before we move on.
Well, contrary to popular belief, they have done all kinds of surveys, and Chinese food is the most popular food in the world, even in European countries. And if anybody's going to go any place, they, especially if you like black food, you would love Filipino food because it's a mixture of Asian and black food.
All right. God bless you, woman of God. We're so happy to have you here.
Thank you.
Amen. To help us to start off. Amen. We're going to go back to the studio. Amen. If anyone else can push one on the phone to add something or ask something, amen. The lines are now open. Amen, as always. And we thank God for a witness. Amen. We're good to have someone to go out, amen, and look back at yourself. And we're seeing now, amen, through own hands and eyewitness, amen, America, we need to shape up. We need to do what we can, amen, to really get God in our lives that we can carry it out to the world, even in our communities. Amen. We're talking about missions tonight, today, wherever you might be going to listen to this program, as you go to your computers, you can go to www.jciministries.org. Amen. And you can click on Blog Talk Radio. And from our and as you go to Blog Talk Radio, looking for Doctrine of Truth, amen. Also on the web, you go to Doctrine of Truth on the web, and you'll find, amen, this broadcast and many more broadcasts, amen, that can help you to grow thereby. So that's what Doctrine of Truth is about, to bring you the truth from the grassroots level, amen. We want to put it down that it be workable. Amen, that you can understand God love you and God want you, amen, to be a part of his business and the worldwide business. If you be a part of God's business, helping his family all over the world, he'll get a part of your business. He'll get involved in your work and your desires and your movement, amen, because he want to, like we was talking about earlier in the scriptures. And as we go here a little bit, while we're waiting for our lines and someone else, amen, as they go, we're looking at ministries. There are many gifts in the Bible, and many of us know that. We just want to highlight some of the gifts real quick and some of the offices in the body of Christ. You got apostles, prophets, prophetess, evangelists, pastors, shepherds, teachers, and one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit is prophesying. Prophesying, you know, where you go, amen, and God give you the ability. This is where God be equipping. God give you the ability occasionally to foretell future events, to speak under the inspiration of God. Amen. And this is another one. There's many more that we're just going to touch on a little bit here. Amen. It's about 39 different gifts and offices. Amen. The major gifts and the major offices in the Bible you hear about many times as we go through, like government. Government is a gift, one who stirred, direct, pilot, an activity in the local church. Amen. And to guide some of the affairs of the church, to operate in the gift of administration, that's the gift of government. Then we have an elder, amen, one who is older or a senior, one who has the advanced and matured in life. This is to lead and rule the people of God, or to shepherd the people of God. Amen. You find some of the truths in there in Acts chapter 11 and 30, Acts chapter 14, 23. We have bishop and overseer, one who watch over, amen, and guide the people, who watch over the church, who guard, protect, and help the flock. We have some that are deacons. Deacons, one who serve guests food and drink at the table. Their function is to serve others in practical ways, to do mental tasks for the church, to usher, serve communion, or take the offerings in the local church service. Amen. We have singers, one who support the priest's functions. Amen. We have musicians. Amen. One who plays skillfully unto the Lord. We got doorkeepers and ushers. They're like we said, that they are just some of the 32 offices and gifts in the ministry. In the ministry, you have ministry itself means one who attend as a servant to the house of faith, one who renders service and aid and relief to others. You find it in Acts chapter 6, Romans 15, 2 Corinthians 4 and 1, to serve in the capacity available, to show a willing needs of at any time, to minister to others' needs and desires. So you have to have a minister, amen, in the house of God. Whatever you put your hands to do, amen, you be ministering to God, ministering to the people, the body of Christ. And tonight we're talking about the wide world, the world itself, as you go out. Amen. In different areas of the world, God had equipped you. God had prepared you to be this person. Amen. Like our missionary, amen, Paul was a missionary. Missionary is not just only labor just for women. We want to put that out on the table. Amen. But it's for men and women, those that go out and serve in the capacity. Amen. When you go different areas, you don't ever know what God have you to do, and the Holy Spirit move on you. Amen. You can push one on your phone here. We have a studio full. We don't want to, amen, you know, have a time run out on us sometime. We get involved. We get to move in here. Amen. Maybe God has been dealing with you, or you would like to talk about, amen, in the next couple of minutes, we're going to go to the downside of mission work, We want to lay the foundation, know that the gospel need to be preached to every creature, to all parts of the world. Amen. All parts of the world. Amen. And we'd like to hear from you. We'd like to hear from you and you, amen, concerning, amen, the gospel preached. And Philip, when Philip went into Samaria, he went in under one, amen. He went in as a deacon, amen. He was one of them, the evangelist. He ended up being the evangelist, you know, traveling preacher, amen. And when Philip went into the country in Samaria and began to preach, he preached the message that he brought was Christ, amen. He brought Christ the Messiah. And you'd be surprised, like our first caller said, that people out there are hungry for the truth. They're hungry, amen, for Jesus. And they begin to, that population today, amen, that's out there on these different places, different countries, amen. All right, we have a caller, 954-4427, 954-4427. God bless you, you're in the studio. God bless you.
again, and thanks for it's good to be on the call again.
God bless you.
You know, Bishop, we are all called to be ministers of the gospel. You know, mm-hmm. Paul told the Galatians that, you know, you should be teaching and teaching the gospel by now based on what they had been taught themselves. And when he went back, he told them, say, you know, all of y'all should be teaching the gospel by now, and you need to be taught all over again because of the way that they was acting. You know, for many of people, God wants us to witness to everyone we come in contact with, because what was freely given to us, he wants to freely give it to others. Because a person, many of people, the only God they're ever going to know is the God they see in you. So we as individuals have to take it upon ourselves that once we get the message, we get the gospel, we got to spread it to whoever we are. And it's a one-on-one thing. And I know quite sometimes people think that they need to be a preacher or someone in the pulpit and all, but that's not what the gospel is about. The gospel is about that once you receive it and what God has done for you, pass it on to someone else. Because, like I say, that may be the only God they ever get to see. And what they see in you would probably get them to go further and want to seek more of God by going into the churches and missionaries or themselves. But if somebody don't introduce it to them, and it's the word say that sheep get sheep, not the shepherd, but the sheep get sheep. So we have to think about, you know, whatever you know about the gospel, that's more than the person you're talking to knows. Saying you just pass on what you know, and that'll be enough to get them started when they can go searching for themselves.
All right, very good. The Jesus in you, the song by the Jesus in you. I don't know it all, but you could go put out the Jesus, amen. And you follow him. Paul said, "Follow me, while I follow Christ." Amen, amen. We're talking about amen. What will it accomplish? And maybe I ask you this here before we let you go. Was it a testimony of others that got you to see Christ, or how did you come in and get saved?
Well, for me, Bishop, I just had a sense of right and wrong ever since I was small. And I just had that sense, and parents had me in church at a very early age. And for some reason, I just had a sense about right and wrong. And the more I went to church and stuff, the more I understood that there is right and wrong. So that's where it was for me, that we was always in the church, and the more I looked around and saw things that were wrong, I was able to recognize it. And there was a way that our household was in order, so it was easy to recognize the things that was out of order.
All right. God bless you. Amen. Like we said, we got a full house in the studio. If anyone else want to push your press one on your phone, amen, because we're going down to the half of the hour now. And looks like we never have enough time, amen, but possibly, you know, nevertheless, we're going to use what we have, amen, as we go through this broadcast. What admission done? Maybe someone has came out to your house, handed you out a tract. Someone, amen, you've seen someone, and God stirred you. Amen. Jesus said, when I was hungry, when I was sick, amen, when I was in prison, you didn't come unto me. Amen. There's a lot of work to be done. A lot of work to be done. And we're hoping that this broadcast will help stir some of you to be a part of a greater work that you feel, other than just going in the four walls, one from one place to another. Amen. We're hoping that you get in to see a greater work God got for you. Amen. And this will help you. Amen. You can press one on your phone. Amen. And we're talking about mission work. Maybe you have a vision, a dream, and God has given you something that you want to share, not too personal. Amen. And here on Doctrine of Truth, press one on your phone. We always give the area code and the last four digits. We never try to put out your name unless you want to. Your name and your book or something that you have written, amen, that you wanted to share, a song. We're always here, amen, desire to hear words of encouragement, something to direct, because you never know what word, what testimony, or what prayer can give you understanding of something that you have been pondering on your heart. All right, we're going to go back to Philip here while we're waiting. And, you know, Philip, God led him down to Samaria. At the time he went to Samaria, he began to preach Christ. Amen. Preach Jesus. And that is the foundation. That's the only message in the whole Bible, from the beginning to the end. Amen. The coming of the Messiah. And Philip was saying that, listen, okay, here we go. Area code 305-4271. God bless you.
God bless you.
Hello? God bless you, Doctor. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank God for life. I was listening to the broadcast, and that's an interesting topic. You know, I guess because of the time, there's an expansion, if you will, on really what mission field is, you know. Mm-hmm. And you notice when Jesus, he told his disciples to go into all of the world and preach the gospel. You notice it was Jesus that saying that. And when he telling them to go, it's indicating that you're saved now. You're out of the world. It's interesting, isn't it? He wasn't speaking from the point of where the world is. He was talking about you go from where I am. And you were just talking with a preacher there. What's his name? But anyways, he hit it dead on the head in my thinking, because a lot of things have happened to me after I was convinced that Jesus is Lord. You know, you can talk a good game, but when it comes down to when it comes down to your life, you want to know the truth, and it's interesting how. When you get so sick, you can't do nothing but just lay there, and you trying to fight the devil off, you trying to hold on to life, you trying to obtain some kind of rapport. You see, only Christ, only knowing Him, only that. You understand? Mm-hmm. Only that is effective. Amen. And I noticed that. When you start talking about Jesus and His love and receiving and believing, all things are possible. I noticed that God, He stands up in strength, and He smiles. He began to move, and demons start running for the cover. You see, because every time you report Jesus, you see, God going to stand up. The Father going to support Him. It can't fail, you see. So I said that to say that you are the greatest missionary you know, that God can call. You are just one-on-one is the thing. And I remember a young preacher, a friend I know, he's very effective with the young folks, and he very good preacher, very serious. And he was troubled one time about the people he was preaching to. They act like they wasn't really paying attention. Anyways, he brought it to my attention. And somehow the Lord had just lifted me from that frame of mind. So I was able to tell him, I said, listen, Jesus was all the world needed, and he had 12, and one of them was the devil. I said, but your concern is to preach Christ and him crucified.
Yes, sir.
And if only one gets it, you understand? Only one gets it. God will use that one multiplied, you know, just like a smorgasbord. You might go to a smorgasbord and only one thing on there that you're really interested in. But the way it's laid out there, you can get all you want of that one. Amen. You
Amen.
Can be very effective in its spread. So, God calls some people bishop, you see, because they know how to do and wait on him to implement what needs to be done. And one person can affect a nation, you see.
Yes, sir.
And what's going on now is, especially in our nation, is the enemy is playing a game called hatred. You see what I'm saying? And if you humble yourself and get in that word, you Jesus said you never hunger, never thirst. And that's the amazing thing. You see? So I'm jumping from place to place to try to understand that you get to know Christ. And all your emotions and all that kind of stuff, you know, just bring them on. Just bring them so that God can use you. You see what I'm saying? And he'll send people to you. Now, I'm saying that because, listen, you think a sick man can help somebody that's sick and he can't hardly put his pants on, he don't know how to get up out of bed. But I see that God, you see, in Christ, Christ, you see, is the answer. You see, you might be struggling and suffering. Amen. But just remember that Jesus saves. And that's up.
Yes,
the Holy Ghost. I've had people talk about me and I'm sick and I don't know what to do. When I hear the Holy Ghost so clear, laughing within me, saying they don't know what you know, do they? And talking about comfort, you get so you forget about your sickness. They're sick. But the joy in knowing the Lord. So I'm going to stop right there, because Christ does make the difference. I was enjoying the lady who opened up about the Asian ministries. You see, they had it so bad. The influx of Christ in their life. You understand? God can work miracles easy with anybody, but they so easily accepts it. You see?
Yes, sir.
And there are some coming to America, but even when you come to another nation, you got to have complete obedience, you see, because you will get just like the people you come to. Amen.
All right.
So I'm just saying the mission is your communication with Jesus, your being able to render service to him. And he said, you serve me, God love you. So I stop right there, Bishop, because
Okay.
You can hide. You see, you can hide. I've even tried to hide. And I guess that's my testimony. I've even tried to hide knowing that God wanted me to share with another person. I even tried to hide, Bishop. And guess what?
Okay.
I run right into who I'm supposed to talk to. God set it up. So this is what I said. We just love one another. Walk in love. You'll never touch the ground if you walk in that love. If you share the love of God, the Christ in you will show up and flow every time. Thank you, Bishop.
All right. God bless you. Amen. Area code 850-2337. Area code 850-2337. Last four digits. God bless you.
God bless you, Bishop. Good evening. I'm tuning in. Yes, sir. I'm tuning in a little late, but you all are on my mind, and I was just thinking about how I testify to people on a daily basis and pray with people and try to get an understanding. Like in Proverbs, and I was just reading today with my daughter, because God has blessed her to come in. And I have left her at the altar a long time ago. And we got an opportunity to work together and pray together. And as life goes on, you realize that you can only do what you can do and allow God to do what God does. And as you pray and meditate, and then you wait for an answer. You know, I wait for an answer, and I wait for an answer, and God always sends the right stuff at the right time. I might think I'm running late, and I'm trying to scramble to do all of this stuff when I just need to stand still and just let God be God and let Jesus work with the Holy Spirit and lead me. And the answer always be the right answer. And I can't take no credit for it. None at all. So when I see people, I give them what the word has given me. I pray with them at any time, any place, anywhere. I let them know that I try to live the word instead of just speak the word. You know, and it's a good thing when if one don't want it, you dust yourself off and you go to the next one.
That's right. There you go.
That's what the Bible tell me to do. Bible tell me if this person don't want the word, dust that off, go to the next one. And then after a while, you'll find somebody that'll listen and know what Jesus' purpose is on this earth. And my purpose is to try to live like Jesus, to the best of my ability, but I'm human, and do the best I can. And if you done your best, my mama said, if you done your best, you done everything you can do.
All right.
And that's where I'm at. I'm glad that I got a chance to catch you guys tonight, because I get so tied up in my jobs and stuff, till I hadn't forgot about the Bible study, but I was just... I'm never too busy. I just need to write it down where I can see it, and me and my wife can stay focused, you know? Thank you all for listening.
All right. God bless you as always. Amen. Amen. We got about another, we can take another short testimony. Anybody got anything else to say? Because we always like to close out with a cup of prayer. Amen. Especially for one of those that are listening, those that are young in Christ. And very, very much has been said tonight. Amen. We're hoping that like one of the listeners was saying, that we go to a smorgasbord. The table has been spread tonight, and what you have heard. All right, we're at 772-1906. All right, God bless you. Back in the studio. God bless you.
That's me again, missionary from Asia. And I just before you over, if there is anybody out there that wants training, that wants structure, that wants to do what Jesus did and show the love of God, I recommend them to go to the website of the Lions Den Missions Base, and that website is themissioncenter.org. It's located in Fort Lauderdale at 5440 Northwest 33rd Avenue, Suite 102 in Fort Lauderdale.
All right, give that again, the Mission Center.
Themissioncenter.org.
Okay. All right, to all our listeners, all right, God bless you, missionary. God bless you. Amen. We're getting ready now. We'd like to have those. I think the missionary, are you still there? Give us a short prayer if you're still there.
Yes, ma'am. Heavenly Father, we come before you and we thank you for the opportunities that you have given us. We thank you for the example that you have set, and we thank you for putting it into our hearts to reach out to others and show them your love. Father, we bless your name, we magnify your name, and we ask you to allow your love to burn in the hearts of your children that they would want to share with others. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen, amen. Do we have another caller? We need two more prayers real quickly. Let's press one on your phone. Amen. For those that are listening, want to accept Christ, amen, you love the Lord, and you are not here by mistake. Amen. God has put you here for a reason. All right, 954-4427. Go right ahead, prayer.
Father God, we come to you with open arms and a clear mind, asking you, Lord God, to fill us with your word, that as we go forth from day to day, that we may witness to each and every person we come in contact with. Well, we ask this, Lord God, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. All right, we need another one. Amen, another, okay, 850-2337. Give us a short prayer. Go right ahead.
Father God, once again, we ask for your permission to live on this earth. Lord, we count it all to joy. We pray for each other. We pray for our family members. We pray for our loved ones. We pray for the less fortunate, the crippled, blind, crazy, the deaf, deaf, dumb, homeless, and the hungry, the sick and shut in. Lord, we ask you to give us the strength to do your will. Let us walk by faith and not by sight. Lord, we need thee each and every hour, each and every minute, each and every second. Lord, we need you. Now unto him who's able to keep us from falling, who able to bring us before the throne of mercy, stained just like we are, and mold us into what we want, what you want us to be. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you as always. Amen. We need to get some more time, and we will always, when God give us something, the Holy Spirit, we come in. The Bible says iron sharpens iron. Amen. We love you all. We look closing on Psalms 118 and 25th verse. It says, save now, I beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. Lord, send prosperity. And we're closing to all those that have been listening as well. Lord, heal the sick, bind Satan's hand. There's no weapon against you can stop the gospel, stop your people. Encourage them. In Jesus the Christ we pray. Amen. God bless you again. Amen. You can go to www.jciministries.org. You also can go to themissioncenter.org. Amen. Themissioncenter.org. Amen. And get more information about missionary work and ministry. Amen. God love you. Amen. What God been giving you, he always stir up his people and lead you to the right place at the right time. You are in the right season of your walk with Christ. Amen. And there's more to it now than what you see in the four walls. God love you, and we love you as much. Two or three, bless you, bless you, bless you. This is Doctrine of Truth. Until next time, Jesus is the Christ.